This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, I've got a question for you.
What it do, boom.
Have you been taking your Athletic Greens?
You know it. Love it.
Yeah, well, you
recommended that to me.
Yeah, absolutely, because Athletic Greens AG1 I take every day.
He was taking it before they came on board for us to promote them. But go
right.
ahead.
Because the thing, you know, I want better gut health, you right. know, for my digestion, because I'm on a weird diet, like the keto diet. I don't sometimes get enough carbs as I need. So right. I like it for the gut health and gives you sustained energy, you know, immune support. And I hated taking the I had 9 bottles of vitamins.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah, constantly having to screw the vitamins on and taking like 9 vitamins at a time or like, you know, 2 times during the day. But you know, with AG1, it's great. You just mix it with water or, you know, you can put in juice too.
Right.
I like to take it because I do intermittent fasting. I like to take it after my workout. So I'll go drink my AG1 and I'll maybe take a protein shake and go eat my meal. And the thing about it, it's you know, it's great for recovery, you know, it empowers the whole, you know, the gut for the whole body. If your gut is in good shape and good health, that affects your whole body, you know, your alertness, you know, everything. And right. athletes love this stuff, and it's so much more than just a powder. It's literally all of your key health products in one, you know, and it's got 75 high quality ingredients. And so you get the daily nutrients that you need, and it's a micro habit that delivers macro benefits and it helps almost everybody take care of their health every single day.
Right.
So if you want, you know, I swear by this stuff, right? Because it's so much simplicity and it works, right? And it also just costs less than $3 a day. That's a really good price if you ask me. And if a comprehensive solution is what you need from your supplement routine, then Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. So go to athleticgreens.com/Conan. That's Athletic Greens, athleticgreens.com/KONAN. And check it out. Less than $3 a day and a free 1-year supply of vitamin E and 5 free travel packs.
Bro, here's the best part of it too. We all need, like, we all know that we need vitamins and this thing is rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, but we also know we need fresh fruits and vegetables. A lot of time it's hard, you know, you got to cut them and you got to go to the store and buy them and hope that they don't go bad. Bro, you save all of that by taking this. This is excellent. We highly recommend it. Disco, as I stated, and Joe was using it before they came on board. You know, we all use it. We all swear by it, and it saves you time. It saves you money. You don't got to, like as Disco said before, you don't got to take a bunch of pills. This has everything you need to keep you in shape, because really that's the MO of our show, wellness, keeping you in shape. Get all your minerals and vitamins at Athletic Greens. Boom. Me and Disco, believe it or not, have not talked about the Super Bowl yet, okay? But I want to ask Joe, how did you spend what must have been a very sad day for you? Did you get loaded up? Did you go out and riot for no reason?
Yeah.
Did you listen to a Mitch Valentine promo? What did you do? What was your coping mechanism?
Yeah, I knew I shouldn't have won out, and I was saying that to people, because when they won in 2018, I was on my couch in my living room. I was being very superstitious, but I went out on Sunday night.
You hexed them, is what you're saying?
I'm pretty sure I hexed them, dude. I blame myself. I went to a friend's house party for it. That between the middle of the third quarter and the end, you could just feel the mood completely changing in the room. People started kind of like not accepting it, but going, "We're going to lose." They just saw it coming,
right?
And then everybody kind of filed out after that. Then I went to a bar, and there was three separate fights, and so they had to close the bar. So people weren't happy. You know?
What a great fan base. The Phillies. I mean, like, if they would have won, there would have been fights and riots. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. That never made sense to me. Why are you fighting someone at your own place?
All right. So what do you think of Super Bowl, Glenn?
Well, I liked Kansas City, but I was waiting to bet on them. And the spot came up. They were down by, that's their spot. You get down right. They have an unbelievable record when they get down by 10 points or more to come back and actually win the game.
And even wilder than that, Glenn, they've won 7 straight games when trailing into the fourth quarter.
Right.
You talk about a clutch team.
Mahomes is a ring collector. He's like Brady now. He's just going to start collecting the rings. The guy's the future GOAT, but you know, everybody's talking about him like being the GOAT now because this window. I'm like, dude, to be the GOAT, you got to perform past your prime to get in that conversation like Brady did. You know, Brady won a Super Bowl at 43 years old.
Right, Jordan, so, guys like
right,
that, yeah.
Right. So, but Billy, you nailed it on your picks. What to tell somebody how you
Yeah, actually.
Had like 5 winners because you set me that thing.
He had 16. He went 16-6 on his picks for the props and everything and all the plays. Yeah.
No, but just in all together with 16.
Yeah.
Sixteen and six. And even that 6 is even deceiving because some of those were little plays like will the kickoff be a touchback and big price stuff like that. So the big stuff hit, like the total
punt almost was.
Total teaser, Kansas City to win. And even within my write up, I put, don't worry if Kansas City are 2 scores down. Because it doesn't concern me.
That surprised me. You didn't in-game. I thought I was going to see the WhatsApp when that thing that you were going to in-game that for sure. But I guess you already had Kansas City, anyway. So I figured,
Yeah, I had.
They were plus 290. They were.
The thing was, is that if they didn't come back, if they didn't make a comeback, the total I was worried about, if they get blown out, then the total doesn't hit. Because at that point, Mahomes, had taken that tackle as well. So we didn't know whether, when the price was at that point, don't forget, like Mahomes was hurt or hobbling, right? So that was an issue. So at that point, I needed to cover my main play, which was Kansas City to win. And don't forget, one of my bigger plays was the teaser as well with the over 43 over 43 and Kansas City plus 8 or whatever it was. So yeah, I think there was enough there already where I was very heavily involved in Kansas, even with props as well. So there was enough for me to root for without going in any further and like almost jinxing it.
Let me give you something that narrative that I heard, which is true. The only thing that the worst thing that Philadelphia did, and the defensive coordinator should have before that play, that third down play, should have gotten everybody together and said no penalties. That's the only spot that you know, thing is, like, they had a penalty, then they could have just ran out the clock and kicked the field goal, which is exactly what happened. The fact that defensive coordinator didn't like reiterate to them, you'd rather have them score a touchdown and have like a minute 40 left and be down 7 and still have the ball. But that was like, that was such a mistake. I mean, everybody says, oh, it's a ticky-tack call, but it's like, dude, the guy admitted he held him, you know, and that was a dumb play. He should have
actually let me ask you a question.
Let the guy score. Go ahead.
It's the Super Bowl, right? Mm-hmm. I think I like in the playoffs to give a little more wiggle room when it comes to fouls. Right. If you were a ref, would you have called that play?
Yes.
Yes?
I would have.
All right.
It was a good tug. He had a good tug on it. Hey, let's talk. But how about that was so a great weekend. Go ahead.
Let me just say one thing about Kansas City, Billy. We say anything. Bro, that's in the last 4 years, they've been there 3 times and won 2. That's, you know, they may be starting a dynasty.
Yeah, I remember 1 year I had a one unit future on the Patriots to win the Super Bowl, and then took a unit before the game as well, and they were down against Atlanta. So that's when I chucked out a half unit in play at 16-1 and went to bed and just turned the game off. Like, I just chucked it out, and then I couldn't get to sleep, so my phone kept buzzing and buzzing and buzzing and buzzing. I was like, who the fuck is messaging me this much? And it was the group chat. And right. It was just like they were talking about the game, and there was, and then I turned it back on to watch the overtime, because
it was the worst day of my life. But I was just, because I'm a Falcons fan, it's horrible.
Yeah, well, we hit 16-1 winner, and all the props that I crossed off and the futures and everything all hit. Everything hit from being
you went to go to sleep depressed and then to wake up and celebrate, right?
Well, I didn't go to sleep because the phone kept going off, and I wasn't. Like I just turned the game off and started going to sleep, and like the phone kept going off. I didn't know who was texting.
Did you watch Billy? Did you watch UFC?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Okay. Who you think won that, Makhachev or Volkanovski? Because me and Disco disagree on this.
I thought Makhachev picked up three clear rounds.
That's what I thought
at some point. I definitely think there was 3 rounds there, but I don't think he was convincing.
Well, right. Let me tell you this. This is what I watched the fight again. One of the judges gave Makhachev the fourth round. Bro, he took him down. He had him from behind, okay? But while he had him down, he did no damage, and Volkanovski punched him in the face 13 times.
While he was talking to him, which takes extra credit.
And I'm like, you know, for future reference for judging in the UFC, it's like they like to favor the wrestlers, the grapplers, and the takedown and control. But it's like, you guys got control on you, but you're punching him in the face. How do you score that? Like, you think that the damage should be done by the guy punching the guy in the face, even though he's being held.
Right.
You know, it's like, did you watch that spot in the at the end of the fourth round, Billy, when he had him down? Did you see that? You know what I'm talking about?
I watched it all. I mean, on the podcast when I was talking about it, I thought the matchup would, you know, the styles would make the matchup not interesting. Like, I felt like it was very much a case of two different styles completely. Like, Volkanovski was gonna outpoint him on his feet, which is what he does, and Makhachev was gonna be looking to get a takedown and maul him, and trying to lure him into a submission. That doesn't make for a good fight sometimes when it's that style.
The great part is that, unlike Khabib, who when he gets you down, he keeps you down, Volkanovski got out of every single one except one. And the funny thing is, Volkanovski is supposed to be the better striker, and Islam beat him up with his hands, even though his face was all fucked up. So, and the post-fight thing. And then, you know, his specialty is, you know, takedowns. And Volkanovski got up except for once.
But listen, like, so what's looking at what you just said there, what's your takeaway from that? Like, if he, you just said when Khabib gets you down,
well, yeah, it doesn't make for a great exciting fight like we like to see. But you know, these people respect each other, the two best pound for pound guys, and I'm into it because I'm like, at any minute this could end.
No, that's not my question. My question is, like, when you said when Khabib, you know, Khabib's considered, you know, the GOAT for some people, but when he gets you down, it's done. But with Volkanovski, you know, the smaller man was able to get up.
Yeah.
Do you think that Makhachev isn't quite the finished article yet that Khabib is? Like, did you see flaws?
100%.
No, I'll say this. He doesn't get the pound for pound, which he didn't.
Right.
Because Volkanovski, that the decision was perfect, I thought. I think Makhachev won three rounds, won the fight. But everybody's saying, well, he's the pound for pound now. I was like, no, he's not. He didn't really look
smaller
like
guy.
Impressive enough to win the pound for pound from the guy, right? Because there's a smaller guy. And the rankings came out, and now Volkanovski maintained the pound for pound number one. I thought that was a fair decision. People are arguing about that. I'm like, no way, dude. That guy, there are people that think he won the fight.
Right.
So a smaller guy going up the weight, and people think he was
go
the fight,
down to his weight and beat him up, and then you're the pound for pound.
Yeah, I think the pound for pound is going to be short lived because I honestly feel if Jones comes back from that layoff in 2 weeks and he wins the heavyweight belt, he's the pound for pound.
Well, let me tell you, that's a real guy's no pushover. So that I'm looking very forward to that fight. And you read other day there were a bunch of fights coming up, right, Glenn? Boxing and UFC?
Have you seen in April? There's really no sports this weekend except for EPL, but like we already talked about that. But the NBA's on their All-Star break. Billy, have you seen this stretch in April of boxing? Every week. Well, let me give you these fights that are coming up starting April. You just tell me like offhand, like just off the top of your head who you're thinking here. Okay, starting in April.
I'll tell you before you read that list, let me tell you whatever you're gonna say there, I don't think anything will I'm more intrigued by than Fury and Jake Paul next week, because the way they're hyping that up, like it's almost got to the point where the guy that loses, like they've said so much stuff, like it's got to the point where they can't lose to each other. Like
you might as well not walk out in public. Yeah.
Right.
Tyson Fury said that if he loses to him, he's out of the family. Like, So how can that, like how much more personal can it actually get? I and that's the thing. This all gets a lot of criticism, but the thing is that they build things up much better than regular boxing. Hell, I mean, they build things better up than the WWE.
Right.
Like the hype behind this fight next week is huge.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I made the comment a couple fights ago, bro, Jake Paul's kind of running the fight business right now because his fights are more, he builds them up better than anybody in the fight game right now. You know, like with his PR and his social media, the guy, and plus he's going to get ranked if he wins. Teddy Atlas said that he was Teddy Atlas says Jake Paul is going to beat him. Okay, and he says because Fury is a weak fighter, and you can see Paul is much stronger, much physically. So that's why Paul took this fight because he knows he's physically stronger than this guy, bro. The record of the fighters that Tommy Fury has fought is 27-171. Like you can sit there and knock Jake Paul, but Jake Paul beat a guy that beat Chavez. Vanderlei Silva beat who's a boxer that Anderson Silva beat who was the boxer that he beat? There was a former world champion. Chavez. He beat Chavez and Jake Paul beat Anderson Silva. That's like Silva's probably the more quality opponent than Fury's face. Go ahead.
The level of trolling is just, I mean, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but Conan.
I've watched it all, yeah.
He had a, so Conan, get this. Tommy Fury had a kid with his girlfriend, Molly May, right? And prior to this fight, Tommy Fury's pulled out of this fight a couple of times, right?
But who's Molly May besides
that's
his
that's his, that she was on reality TV. That's his okay. girlfriend. So see, he got her pregnant. So when she had the baby, he went onto the page where the baby was born for the first time, and he put, "Congratulations, Tommy usually pulls out."
Right. Oh, and then he said, "It's glad to see you're born so you can watch your dad get knocked out."
Yeah, and then he put that as well.
Bro, he's been doing an unbelievable job of hyping this, you know. Yeah. And the Fury brothers are hyping. You know, Tyson's been in there hyping it. The family's involved and stuff.
Yeah, they get it, bro. They get it.
Listen to this stretch here coming up, Billy. Starting April 15th, Ryan Garcia and Gervonta Davis. Okay.
Awesome.
The next week, Thurman and Jr. Okay. The week after that, Thurman and Errol Spence.
Another great fight.
The week after that, Tyson Fury and Usyk. Right. The week after, 2 weeks after that, Serrano and Katie Taylor again. That's a fight.
Wait. Tyson Fury, Usyk's got a date.
Yeah, April 29th. Yeah, April 29th.
It doesn't have a venue.
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't have a venue yet, but I'm not saying it's got a date. April 29th, it's got a line. Tyson Fury, 20 favorite, you know? And then after that, a month later, Devin Haney takes on Lomachenko. Like, boxing's got some live stuff coming up here, like the next month.
Good,
next
they've been
months.
Dry for a while.
Yeah, what do you think about that, Billy? What interests you out of those fights?
Well, I thought Tyson Fury and Usyk was in trouble because the Saudis didn't come through with the money, and they were looking at Wembley Stadium. But even if Wembley Stadium's full, it's $15 million less for both fighters combined across the board. So either they've taken a hit on that, or what you're looking at is... ahead of where it should be. The date is set, the venue is not. And by doing it, this is how much money the Saudis have. By going to Wembley Stadium, which is an 80,000 capacity with an average ticket price of £220, and that combines the fact that the cheapest seat is 40, but the most expensive seat is like 1,700. That the Saudis would still pay more money for a 20,000 capacity, because as I said, it's all about the tourism with them. So that's right. Why they're buying up soccer teams, buying up whatever. So that fight I didn't know was definitely happening, but that date is like provisional. As for everything else there, I mean, Gervonta Davis fight will be good, but I think he'll win. What else was there?
Thurman and Spence Jr.
Yeah. I want to see Spence and Crawford. Like, they can keep dancing around and they can take these fights where, I imagine Errol Spence is around about a -400, -500, -400, -500 favorite, and he'll win that fight. Keith Thurman's past his best; he has been for about 3-4 years. So I just want to see like Spence and Crawford stop fucking around. Like, they're not going to get the money. They should. It's not fair. Like, it's not fair that Jake Paul's going to do more money on pay per view, and it's not right that, like, you know, there's all eyes on a very average heavyweight division that Eddie Hearn and Frank Warren and ESPN have done a really good job making it out like these heavyweights are elite when they're not, because Lennox Lewis could come, you know, in his peak would beat everybody in his heavyweight division. There's no one there that's an elite top five all-time heavyweight.
Conan, put your mic down.
It's not fair that they're not going to get the money because that one of them should be the pound for pound best. But it's getting stupid now with them winning these fights where they have minus 600, minus 700 lives.
Yeah, it's like Mayweather and Pacquiao. Mayweather keeps taking these fights. We know he's going to win.
But here's the thing, Billy, you say that's not fair, but in a way, it's not really being about fair. It's this guy out-hustled them, you know, because Paul, he's making more money than all these guys. He's going on the WWE and getting in, exposing himself and trolling and putting in the work and training and doing all the TV programs, doing what it takes to promote to give this a bigger buzz than normal. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of eyes. But he loses it all if he loses. Yeah.
This is the thing. Like with it's a weird situation. Like it's kind of like the same situation we're in wrestling at the moment, because with Errol Spence, the people that buy Errol Spence fights are boxing fans. The people that buy Terence Crawford fights are boxing fans. So when Errol Spence fights, the same people buy his fights as the people that buy Terence Crawford fights. So when they fight each other, there really is no spike. It's minimal.
Right. It's the
hardcore fan base. So they're thinking that they should get much
Kenny Omega versus Will Ospreay.
Right.
They think they should be getting much more for like fighting one another. But when actually they should, in theory, but because it's a much more interesting fight than the fights they're having. But there's no expansion in the market, like in terms of this.
Definitely. But I'll tell you what, we'll have an expansion in the market. Ryan Garcia and Davis.
Yeah. And that's the thing, like, That's good that's happened, because that's the type of fights that are not being made where guys want to be protective of their records and you know they think these Spence and Crawford are protecting their O's because they think while the O's there, they can keep picking up a cool $5-6 million here rather than just fighting each other for what maybe they'll make 10-11, but they don't see the point when they're very attached to their O, and their O keeps them in that pound for pound conversation as well. But ultimately, like, it's got to the point where you've got to have the fight. I mean, Canelo, who's the other one of the trio who I put in that conversation, he's never ducked a fight at all. Going up and taking that Bivol fight was insane. Taking that Bivol fight again in a rematch is also insane, but I bet he does. Like I bet he does end up fighting Dmitry Bivol in the next 2 years.
Yeah, but I am pretty sure he's going to go up and wait, bro. Bivol was so much bigger than him. That's the first time I've ever seen somebody in the ring bigger than Canelo. Canelo's always the big guy in there, you know.
Yeah. Cody, you want to talk about basketball real quick before we get Billy out of here?
Yeah. So I just got a couple of basketball questions to see who you guys think, just right off the riff. If you had to pick the MVP, who would it be?
Right now?
Yeah.
I'll tell you my MVP. Shai SGA. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander on Oklahoma City, bro. Their win total this year, the bookies have them set at just 24.5 wins. They've already won 25 games, and they're ahead of the Lakers in the playoff spot. And this guy is like unstoppable. He gets like 30 points like every single game, and like Oklahoma City's just like they're in the playoffs.
Let me just say one thing: MVP is never won by a Shao Michael Gillis or whatever. I can't even pronounce his name, but I know who you're talking about. And he is.
They call
the
him
shit.
SGAs.
They're going to give it to a big name, Embiid or Giannis, or, you know.
Well, who do you think they're going to give it to so far? Who's been the MVP so far?
To me, it's Djokovic. Yeah.
Oh,
Djokovic. Yeah. Really, for sure?
To me. And he'll be, here's a really interesting part. Only three people have ever won it three times. Do you know who it is, Glenn?
Three times in a row?
Yeah.
It's got to be Wilt Chamberlain or Bill Russell. I would think. Is that one of them?
Right. That's two of them, actually.
Oh, that's two of them. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
No. That's a good one, though.
Did Michael Jordan win it three times in a row?
No.
He never did Magic?
No.
Is it an older school guy? Do you know the answer to this, Billy?
Yeah. I'm thinking.
Larry Bird?
Yeah.
Larry Bird. Three times in a row,
Yeah.
With Magic in the league? Wow.
Yeah. Magic won it four times, but not in a row or some shit. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right.
But here's what's more... This is what's really weird when I thought about it. LeBron James didn't win it 3 years in a row?
Well, he's got a lot of competition, dude, you know?
Yeah, but
like that's one thing LeBron James, you compare with LeBron James and Michael Jordan. Right. LeBron James, like the Chicago Bulls never went into a series, an NBA finals where they were an underdog.
Right.
LeBron's been on teams where it's like, you know, he's in a league with the Golden State Warriors.
Right.
And that then, you know, and then like he wouldn't like as underdogs against all these teams. So it's like he's been playing.
Bro, the year that Cleveland won, he just took over every single game. Yeah. All right. Here's the other one. Rookie of the year, Billy.
Oh,
I don't really even know. I mean,
there there's only one guy. There's only one guy, Banchero from Orlando.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Yeah, and he's only 20.
They're playing way above their pay grade, basically, too. Yeah.
They've been
He's only 20 years old, that kid?
Yeah, they've been the Celtics like three times this year. They got our number. Right.
So,
yeah.
So now at the All-Star break, who's your just one pick for NBA champion at the end of the year? Who are you thinking? Like, who's your if I said take one team, it's going to win the NBA championship from this point, who do you got?
Yeah, I still think, you know, the Western Conference are just chasing it too much. I just feel like whoever comes out of there will be able to do so because they built, you know, a super team. Whereas, like, Boston have just been consistent throughout the season. The only thing that stopped Boston winning is Boston. And if they end up getting that typically nervy towards the end part and lose games that they shouldn't. But overall, they've been the most consistent team this season. I think that it will come from the east side. It'll be Boston or the Bucks, but I think it'll be Boston.
I'm picking the Bucks. I think they've really turned. I think they've hit it. What they won 11 in a row.
They've absolutely hit their stride right now.
So,
and guess when that streak started?
Against Boston?
No, the 11 in a row.
Against who?
Against everybody they face. 11 straight games. The streak started because of when Middleton came back.
Right.
That's how important he is to that team. Because now you don't just have to,
he's a closer too.
Yeah, right. But now you don't have to worry about Giannis and Drew Holiday. Now you also have to worry about this guy.
So, Bill, where can we find you at?
Yeah, so I'm at LockBetting.
Oh, real quick. One game. There's really no sports this week except for EPL. And on Tuesday, one game I want to talk about. What do you think about that Liverpool-Real Madrid matchup? Do you think Real gets through, or is Liverpool going to get revenge?
Well, I'm going to Man United Barcelona this week, which I think is equally as important. But yeah, I think that it's really hard to take Liverpool. They're going to need to do a really good job in this first leg. They're going to need a lead because this season they've traveled so poorly to all the Premier League games. I think they got two away wins, if I'm not incorrect. They're just conceding so many goals. Like in their road games, they're regularly conceding three goals, like just routinely. Right. So it's so hard to me to take them unless they win this first leg convincingly. If they go there with anything less than like a two-goal lead, I think Madrid will go through, and therefore I think Real Madrid will go through because I don't think Real Madrid are even going to be faced coming to Anfield. Real Madrid have dropped points this season because they lack squad depth and they've tried to rotate in games where, like particularly the other week, where they were trying to rest players looking ahead to the World Club Championship. So they wanted to win the Club World Cup because it's a trophy. And they rested players that had like minor knocks to go away to Real Mallorca thinking they would win. And they lost to Mallorca. So their depth is poor, but that won't be a concern in this game, like because all the top players will play. And in recent years, like Real Madrid have owned Liverpool. So, yeah, I think they'll go through.
And tell everybody about your where we can find you. Tell about your podcast or your MUFC, your Manchester United podcast you do. So if they want to where you're going to give your or just get to plug your stuff.
Yeah. So my paid content is at lockbetting.com. That's all official plays with a spreadsheet. The pinned tweet on a Twitter account at lockbetting.com is a spreadsheet for last month. That actually has all of the NFL futures from our NFL season. That was the 116th month in a row of transparent track profit. This month will be month number 117. Blasted the Super Bowl. Went on some crazy soccer run last weekend. I think I hit like 8 picks in a row. So that really pads out my P&L. So yeah, it's going to be 117 months in a row. You can sign up at lockbetting.com. It's no longer a Patreon page, which is a good thing because I'm able to get more of a cut of my own money now, which means that I charge you guys less. And also the way we're running things now, the WhatsApp group gives you 24/7 access to me. This is much better for K100 people because I find the most gambling questions I get are not from the Sports Gambling Podcast. It's from the people that sign from Russo's brand or from K100. And it's also, you know, those people who are most hesitant to sign up because they feel like, oh, I'm not going to know how to do this, or these people can make that money, or I'm not going to know how to do it. I'll explain to a certain extent all the bets that we're doing, not over and over again, but like, you'll have, if you sign up to the main package or the main two packages, you will have my disco nose, you'll have my phone number, and I mean, you might get one of these haters that just sign up just to get my number so they can put it all over Reddit or some shit. But yeah, you do get my number, and you do get 24/7 support, and I don't sleep that much. So yeah, I will
you're gonna get so trolled.
Yeah, I've been doing this for 4 years, doing it this right. way. So right. I used to just do it for my main package people, but when I added in plays, because I'm very good at like watching a game and changing my mind or having a take on something whilst I'm watching it. So yeah, like, I mean, just this week, like, we're hitting these college in plays that have been coming in from my college guys, and they've been so good because the original game spread, like, we had a play this week where the game spread was 4 and the team won by like 2, and we took the in play on the money line when they were like losing, and that means like everybody else that took it pregame didn't cover the spread, but we were the only ones that won. So that's the advantage of doing in plays. But yeah, so you'll get in play bets, but you'll also get 24/7 access to me. So if you're thinking to yourself, I don't know anything about gambling, so I'm not going to bother signing up or whatever, or I don't know enough, or it sounds complicated or whatever, I will walk you through it now. We're not on Patreon because it's a lot easier now when it's all done through WhatsApp. So you can go to lockbetting.com, or you can go to my Gumroad page, which is on my Twitter account, and you can put the code in, K100, the promo code, which gives you 10% off all packages. The annual package is already $350 cheaper on Gumroad. So you'll get an additional 10% off that. So it's well worth doing it that way, because now I can do all of these things and give all these discounts off Patreon. So yeah, check it out. Lockbane.com, wrestling stuff at thedirtysheets.com. Didn't do any wrestling this week because there isn't that much. What there is, I've put out on thedirtysheets.com.
Cool.